What I see, my heart has longed to see. Every color, creed, and tongue in one accord has just begun, taking part in heaven's jubilee. Now when the book of life was open and the angels called our name, we all had different stories, but one thing was the same.
Some came to the valley, some came to the storm, some lived to be a ripe old age, some were never born. Some came through the fire, some came through the flood. No matter how we got here, we all came through the blood.
Wow. As I look down those golden streets, the lame they walk, the blind can see. Death and sickness up here have no place. We'd all received a robe and crown, but we all went and laid it down at the feet of the one who saved us by his grace. And at the judgment seat of Christ, the angels called our name. There were different testimonies, but one thing was the same.
Some came through the valley, some came through the storm, some lived to be a ripe old age, some were never born. Some came through the fire, some came through the flood. No matter how we got here, we all came through the blood. Some came through the valley, some came through the storm. Some lived to be a ripe old age, some were never born. Some came through the fire, some came through the flood. We all came through the blood. No matter how we got here,
we all came through the blood. Precious blood.
Yeah, that's called All Came Through the Blood. And that was by the Gann Brothers, and welcome to Gospel Time. I'm your host, Dave Rigg, and during this half hour, well, it's going to be my privilege to bring to you the gospel of Jesus Christ in song. Now let's listen to this song from the Freemans. It's called King of Kings. You're listening to Gospel Time.
They will gather by the millions on that glad reunion day. They will rain forever, and their tears are wiped away. 'Tis a reason Christ they honor as their praise and anthems ring. I'll be in that royal number when they crown him King of Kings. There's his throne of golden scepter and a royal diadem. There's a lamb arrayed in splendor. All the saints are praising him. He is Lord of lords forever. Hear them shout.
Casting crowns at Jesus' feet, for he alone is worthy, his righteousness complete. Friend, don't miss that
celebration.
Royal number when they crown
In the 46th Psalm, verse 10, God's word says, "Be still and know that I am God." Would you pause just a moment with me for a word of prayer? Almighty God, we must admit that sometimes we let the noise of our daily lives block out the quietness of your peace. Our prayer today, dear Lord, is that you would help us pause just a moment or two to listen to the stillness of your presence. Oh Lord, speak to us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Above the shadows, plant my feet on higher ground, lift me up above the clouds where the pure sunshine is found. Lift me up above my weakness, lift me up into thy strength, lift me up above the shadows till I stand with thee at length.
Lift me up above the shadows, for the storms are raging high. Lift me up, my blessed Savior, let me to thy bosom fly. There no evil thing can touch me over on the shining side. Lift me up above the shadows, let me evermore abide.
Lift me up above the shadows, lift me up and let me stand on the mountains of glory. Let me pray in the land.
Lift me up above the shadows, out of sorrow into joy. Lift me up above my grief, Lord, gold for my alloy. Then when death must claim my spirit and the storms of life are past, lift me up above the shadows till at heaven I stand at last.
Chocolate cake with raspberry filling and cheesecake.
What joy it'll be when you grow to love God's word more than food for your body. This is Elizabeth George. I cut out the obituary of a young composer who made himself work on his music at least 600 hours each year. He tracked it in a diary so he could see each day's progress. Imagine what kind of transformation would occur in your heart if you spent time, or even just a little more time, each day drawing near to God through His Word. What life-changing value it would have for eternity. Will you do that today? Purpose in your heart to spend more time in God's Word. More time becoming a woman after God's own heart. I guarantee you, it'll be the perfect diet.
Here's a song from the Crab Family on Gospel Time.
The worst thing that you've been through. You feel but there's one in your corner, and he's never failed. Don't give up, child, keep pressing on. In the midst of the storm, he spoke, peace be still, and the winds lay at his feet. With just 5 loaves of bread and 2 little fish, he watched 5,000 eat. He made the blind man to see, set the captive man free. To this world he was heaven sent. When you've done all you can, remember Jesus can do all that you can. When we gather in heaven and our battle with life is through, should we swap old war stories? I have a one I'd like to share with you about that night at the crossroads where Satan felt that I would lose. And then a hand out of nowhere picked me up, and one more time I made it through. In the midst of the storm, he spoke, peace be still, and the winds lay at his feet. With just 5 loaves of bread, 2 little fish, he watched 5,000 eat. He made the blind man to see, set the captive man free. To this world he was heaven sent. When you've done all you can, remember Jesus can do all that you can.
So the Lord blessed Job in the second half of his life even more than in the beginning. For now he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 teams of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also gave Job 7 more sons and 3 more daughters. He named his first daughter Jemima, the second Keziah, and the third Kerin-Habuk. In all the land there were no other women as lovely as the daughters of Job. And their father put them into his will, along with their brothers. Job lived 140 years after that, living to see 4 generations of his children and grandchildren. Then he died, an old man who had lived a long, good life. Job chapter 42, verses 12 through 17, from the Holy Bible, New Living Translation.
This is Gospel Time, a radio ministry. We depend upon your prayers and financial support to keep us on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to us at Gospel Time, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
Now on Gospel Time, it's hymn time.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. whose grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise.
It's been said that we all have a God-shaped hole in our heart. And many people try to fill that space with everything but God.
Sports.
Music.
Art.
Money.
Sex.
Drugs.
Alcohol.
Art. Money.
Relationships.
Drugs.
Alcohol.
Vice.
Relationships.
Gambling. Cars.
Those things are all substitutes for God, kind of like putting a square peg in a round hole. The God-shaped vacuum in our souls can only be filled by our Maker. So don't try substitutes. You'll only be disappointed. Look to Jesus. In Him there is no disappointment. Jeremiah chapter 2 tells what happens when you seek a substitute. Don't be fooled into thinking what you want is anything but God. Read Jeremiah chapter 2 today. The perfect Lamb of God is the perfect fit for your heart. A thought from the daily devotional guide, Our Daily Bread. You can go deeper on our webpage at rbc.net.
Here's a gospel song from the Comptons. I will be waiting for you.
When I face my last trial and take my last stand, when I finish my course here below, if the path I am traveling should lead to death's door, there is one thing I'd like you to know. I'll be waiting for you over yonder. I'll keep searching till you It will not be complete till you're there with me. I'll be waiting till you read that God's will that brought us together in life and gave us a great family. I'd like to view heaven's beauty with you by my side. I'll be waiting. Your face I see. I'll be waiting for you over yonder. I'll keep searching till you make it end. It will not be complete. You're there with me. I'll be waiting till you reach that land. It will not be complete till you're there with me. I'll be waiting till you reach that land.
I want to go to the doctor. It's not fun.
But you need to, son.
But he really hurts me with needles and stuff.
Come on, son. We have to go.
But why?
Because the doctors need to check your CBCs to see if you have any abnormal hemoglobin or hematocrit levels. Then they need to do a CAT scan and MRI on your head to check for any intracranial bleeding.
Huh?
Okay, one more time. Your body needs red blood cells to carry oxygen from your lungs to the rest of your body.
Dear, hold on a second. Johnny, the doctor knows what he's doing, and you have to go see him so he can help you feel better.
Okay.
Things happen to us that are painful. Sometimes we understand why, and sometimes only God understands why. But whether we understand or not, in the midst of our pain, we can take comfort in the fact that God is ultimately in control, and He is good. In your time of trouble, do you trust God? A message from Lifeline Productions, 1-800-523-8669, lifelinepro.com.
Time for one more song. Let's bring on the Skyline Boys.
I know he's walking.
Well, I know
he's talking. I know he's in heaven at the Father's right hand, and I know he's coming back again.
Well, I know
he's walking.
Some folks say my Lord was crucified and was buried in the grave. They don't believe that he rose again and he still has power to save. Oh, but I know
he's walking.
I know
he's talking. I know he's in heaven at the Father's right hand, and I know he's coming back again.
Others think he was a very fine man, went around doing good. He's not alive and he wouldn't come back, even if he could. Oh, but I know
he's walking.
I know
he's talking. I know he's in heaven at the Father's right hand, and I know he's coming back again.
Coming back again.
Remember the quiz program where the host would ask, "Is that your final answer?" With Upwards, I'm Max Lucado. On the cross, Jesus' final words were a question. But why not an exclamation point? We love to hear Jesus telling the waves to be still, the demons to come out, or his friend Lazarus to leave the grave. But on the cross, his words were in the form of a question. "My God, why have you abandoned me?" What a question. Abandon the wife beater, God. Abandon the harlot. Abandon the murderer. Abandon the peddlers of pain and perversion in the world. But why would you abandon your son? The reason? Because Christ carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we could stop living for sin and start living for righteousness. Have you made this decision? Have you accepted God's free gift of salvation? And is that your final answer?
Well, that's all the time they're going to give us for today's Gospel Time program. A reminder that Gospel Time stays on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station because of your prayers and your financial support. If you'd like to help us, here is our mailing address. It's Gospel Time, Post Office Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, and our zip code is 62815. Thanks for listening to our program today. Until our next radio broadcast, if the Lord's willing, this is Dave Rigg asking the Lord to richly bless you.